Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I'm so grateful to you for tuning in. Before we dive into this episode, I would love to pay respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutruwita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates, and I pay my respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. Okay, wow, it feels like we've hit summer early, at least, yeah, here in Tassie. We've had some spectacular days, and it's actually going to be nice for the rest of the week, which is exciting. We've just had a long weekend here on the coast, and we took the kids to the Tasmanian Craft Fair in Deloraine, which was awesome. We hadn't been before, and we were actually pleasantly surprised at how big it was. It is spread across four venues and basically hosts a very large range of Tasmanian and Australian makers. We came home with gin, hazelnut liqueur, fairy wings, scrunchies. We also bought teachers' presents. I bought some nougat, and we had a very happy five-year-old because she had her face painted. And my son's highlight of the day was going on the shuttle bus between venues. It was so much fun. It was a great day, but we didn't get to see everything. So I think next year we'll have to plan for 2 days. There was just so much to see that we didn't get it all done. So, yeah. Anyway, into today's topic. So as a business owner myself, I'm always thinking about ways to market my business as well as, you know, helping my clients market their business. And since moving to Tasmania and becoming a mentor for the government-supported digital solutions program, I have actually learned that people in my local community really value face-to-face mentoring and face-to-face in-person workshops. And doing workshops has also opened the door for more opportunities and for project work. So in a way, my workshops have become a way to promote my services. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, about using workshops and events to market your business. Events to drum up more business and make more sales aren't new. I mean, we all know about the Tupperware concept of hosting a party, which is really an event, and to then sell products to the attendees. So the same concept can be applied to your service-based business or a course creator if you want to make use of this. So let's talk about why workshops and events are so powerful and what you can get out of it. Number one, community building. So hosting a workshop or an event is really a great way to bring people together. And whether it is like a DIY crafts class on something, whether it is, I don't know, a seminar on financial planning, or whether you're organizing a full-blown conference, side note, I am organizing a full-blown conference. but bringing people together, you're basically fostering a sense of community around your business. Number two is showing expertise. Running a workshop or presenting at an event is an opportunity to share your expertise. It's an opportunity to demonstrate your products if you have products. It's an opportunity to show everyone that you are genuine, that you're in business, and that you're knowledgeable about your area of expertise. Another one, number three, is networking. You're not just building connections with potential customers when you run a workshop or host an event. You're also creating opportunities to network with other small business owners. You're networking with potential partners and potentially local influencers. If you live in a small community, there's always someone who knows someone, right? So networking. Number four, word of mouth marketing. People will talk about your event. And honestly, word of mouth marketing is like gold in the small business world, especially if you live in a small community. People talk. Sometimes it's not what you know, but it's who you know. I'm pretty sure you've heard that saying. And of course, it's important what you know, but also who you know. People will talk to each other. Now, you might be wondering, what you could possibly run a workshop on or where to even start with an event. It doesn't have to be big, or it doesn't have to require a big production budget. In fact, my first local workshop was a workshop where I showed 15 business owners how to use Canva to create social media graphics. It was an absolute hit and people really loved it. I've actually run this class again and again, it sold out. So it doesn't have to be big or require a big production budget. So where do you start? The first step is to define your goal. So what exactly is the aim of your event? Do you want to teach your audience something? Do you want to just bring people together? Do you want to demonstrate a product? Think about what your aim is so that you can then work out the event structure. The next step is to choose the type of event. So think about what type of event would suit your business and your goal. It could be a workshop, which means you potentially get to charge people a fee. It could be a seminar. It could be a networking event, a pop-up shop, or an online webinar. It doesn't have to be an in-person event, but they do create a different vibe. Pick the type of event that aligns with your goal and that aligns with your audience's preference. So figure out what they most want, whether that is in person or online. And I started doing in-person events because I learned that that's what the community here wants. The next step is location. The location is important, especially if you're hosting an in-person event. So find somewhere that is easily accessible to your audience and that suits the nature of your event. The local library can be a good starting point, or potentially a cafe with a private function room. There's lots of different options. There's lots of great places around. Step number four is your budget. So be mindful of your budget. You can actually host a fantastic event on a shoestring budget if you get creative. There's actually lots of ways to navigate those kind of costs. You can reach out to local businesses to co-host or form partnerships. And another option is to use free or low-cost event platforms. Sometimes, for example, with like a cafe or something like that that has a function room, you can negotiate that you get the room for free if people, you know, buy their lunch or something like that. So definitely lots of options. Again, the library is a good place to start. I have a library local here that offers room hire and it's really affordable. Or if you want to host an online event, you'll be able to use one of Google's options, like Google Meet or something like that, before you sign up to an expensive webinar platform. Definitely lots of options. Now, the next step is to promote your event, because if you don't tell anyone, you'll be staring at an empty room. So use social media to create some hype. Keep sharing about the event because people often don't see the posts. So you can share sneak peeks, behind the scenes, countdown posts, all of that. Ticket sale posts, if you're actually charging for it. You can create an event in Facebook. If you use a platform like Eventbrite or Humanitix to charge for your event, again, you know, list it on there. People can find it on there. So keep sharing it. Send out invites and reminders to your email subscribers. Tell them what's coming up, what they will get from the event, all of those kind of things. Partner with local businesses to cross-promote your event because their reach can actually expand your audience. So that's a really good one. Write about your event either on a blog or reach out to local newspapers or other sort of local businesses who also have blogs. Just try to share it wherever you can. You can share stories, tips. You can talk about what inspired you to create this experience. Just keep sharing it and people will hopefully hear it. You can also use Facebook advertising, which is what I always do for my events. You don't have to, but it is a good way to control it a little bit more because, yes, you can't always rely on socials. And sometimes I see events for local things and I see it a day late. So make sure you keep talking about it. And lastly, how do you actually use your event to promote your business even further? Well, your event in itself is already a great opportunity to promote your business. It helps you be more visible in the community, but you can also use your event to invite people to work with you in different capacity. So you can, for example, run a workshop and then promote your one-on-one services to, you know, people to take it further. At the end of each of my events, I share what I do in my business and how people can work with me. I share that I'm a mentor for the Digital Solutions Program, and this is really only relevant to Tasmanian businesses. So when I mention this at a local workshop, it's actually highly relevant. I also share about a small business grant here in Tasmania that they can access and how they can actually work with me in that way through the small business grant. And I also share some success stories. And then I tell them how to, you know, take the next step. And of course, it's entirely up to you how you do this for your business. But I think it's important to tell people what you do and how they can work with you, because if you don't, they will not even think about it and they'll just go, oh, great, that was a great workshop. And on they go. They don't actually know what you do and how they can actually work with you. So definitely mention it. Also, after your event is done, you should follow up with your attendees by sending a thank you email. And if you took any photos, you can share event photos. And just kind of keep that vibe and that conversation going, especially if you want to keep working with people after the event. And remember, it's not just about the event itself. It's about the connections you make. It's about the stories you share and the sense of community that you build. You may not work with the attendees specifically, but they may refer someone else to you who will become a client. And events can leave a lasting impression on your audience. They are a perfect way for a small business to make a big impact, because people will talk, people will share, and it's just a great way to connect and a great way to have more visibility in your business. So start planning your event or your workshop. It'll be fun. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me on the New School of Marketing podcast. I hope it was helpful. I hope you're going to run your own events, start your own workshops. I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. And as always, if you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.